afternoon. Welcome to Radio India's weekly community wrap-up. And I'm Nidhi Mehta, your host on the show. In this segment today, we will discuss about the latest threat from Sikhs for Justice Group to Indian missions and diplomats on the 15th of August, and the Victorian Premier's stern warning against anyone planning violence or mischief on that day. Australia has been home to Khalistan sympathisers for decades, but they have never been a challenge for the local authorities. The idea of Khalistan represents a demand for the state of Punjab to break away from India and to be an independent Sikh nation state. Strangely, this demand is openly supported by neighbouring Pakistan, which itself holds half of the undivided pre-partition Punjab under its rule. Either way, Khalistan is a political demand, and thus its pursuit or opposition is a purely political issue and one for only India to deal with. But the issue has continuously manifested itself overseas, including Australia, from time to time. After the attacks on the three Hindu temples and the January 29 violent attacks on Hindus at the Flinders Street station, many lodged complaints with their local members for lack of support on the day from their local government. Their gross is that the police was totally unprepared despite the warnings from the Indian government. Some even looked up to the Indian High Commission and the local Indian consulate for support, but soon saw the consul general taking selfies, enjoying the tennis at the Australian Open along with the Indian High Commissioner. Then facing a barrage of criticism and some not so pleasant comments on Twitter, the Indian High Commissioner and consul general in Melbourne, having finished their tennis engagement, made a whirlwind tour of the three temples and met Daniel Andrews. Those who vented their frustration on the Indian diplomats ought to have known that it is only a local politician and not the Indian diplomats who guarantees your safety and security. And that is what you should expect from your local politician. A diplomat, instead, is more like a guest of the host country, posted here to facilitate engagement with India, should that be required. No more, no less. That was precisely the reason why, when Prime Minister Albanese visited India on March 8 to 11, Prime Minister Modi, taking an uncommon step, raised the issue with him, the issue of safety of Indians in Australia. And soon Australia realized how significant the issue was for Indians in Australia and in India. Within 10 days, on March 20, the Victorian police released a statement with a collage of photos from the footage of six men who they wanted to identify and speak to. Since then, three men have been identified, two have been charged with affray and violent behaviour. If not citizens of Australia, they face a real risk of deportation. The third has been charged with affray and unlawful assault. The Victorian government, we believe, has been apprised of the violence and crime plaguing communities in the US and Canada, and we would understand that would have no appetite to let Victoria descend into a similar situation. We asked for a statement from Premier Daniel Andrews on the issue. We demanded strict action against anyone trying to sabotage the community harmony and asked those responsible be brought to justice as soon as possible. He agreed to speak on camera and, as you will hear, did not mince words, condemning the vandalism and violence. The Premier's office assured us of the state government's commitment to safety and security of our community.
Earlier this year, we saw a string of attacks on the ISKCON Hare Krishna Temple in Albert Park, the BAPS Temple in Mill Park, and the Sri Shiva Vishnu Temple in Carron Downs. On behalf of the Victorian government, I want to condemn those attacks in the strongest possible terms. I wish it didn't have to be said, but clearly it does. While people have the right to peaceful protest, if it's not peaceful, it's not protest. We've been clear in Victoria that violence of any kind is unacceptable. And Victorians have absolutely no tolerance for this sort of behaviour, because the vast majority of Victorians reject that sort of violence and hatred. Together, we will not be divided by fear. We will stand tall and we will stand together. Our state is stronger because we let our differences unite us, not divide us. Our state is stronger because there's room for everyone to belong. And that's the kind of Victoria that we'll keep building together.
The hurt and anger of the Hindu community can be visibly heard through the Premier's voice when he says such behaviour is unacceptable. While the community had not recovered from the temple vandalism and violence of January 29, a new threat emerged. A video appeared on social media threatening to besiege Indian missions, the terror houses, the so-called terror houses, on the 15th of August, with photos of Indian diplomats posted in Australia and identified as so-called Indian terrorists. This video was released by Sikhs for Justice Legal Counsel Gurpatwant Pannu. He has called on his followers to besiege every terror house that is an Indian embassy. Every year, the Independence Day is celebrated with gusto by the Indian community, including Sikhs and the consulate staff. This call by Pannu is the newest challenge for the federal and state governments in Australia. The Indian community in Victoria cannot afford any further violence. While we look forward to the 15th August Indian Day, Indian Independence Day celebrations at the consulate, there is apprehension that it may be possibly targeted by Sikhs for Justice followers. We sincerely hope the scenes of January 29 are not repeated on the 15th of August. We heard the Premier saying in no uncertain terms, violence is not acceptable in Victoria. Let us hope Premier's message is heard loud and clear by the community, including those who sympathise with the cause of Khalistan. Anyone taking part in the protest on 15th August, please remember Premier's message. If it's not peaceful, it's not a protest. Let us know if you think that the Premier's message will improve our community harmony. You can email us on ispeak@radioindia.com.au. The email again, ispeak@radioindia.com.au. Thanks for listening to this program.